You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. Welcome back, y'all.
Yay, welcome back, guys.
Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 5.
Wow.
The travel edition.
Yes. Road trip time.
Road trip. That's what we decided to name it. I thought about naming it Get In Loser. We're playing travel. I don't want you to think you're a loser if you don't play travel, because just because you don't play travel doesn't mean you're a loser. But
that's true.
But you know, if us millennials, like Mean Girls was like a big part of our, I don't know how old we were whenever that movie came out.
Like
but
middle school or something.
But that was part of our history. I don't know, what do you want to call it? Our growing up.
Years.
Get In Loser. We're playing travel. I love travel, by the way. Travel hockey in particular.
Same. I'm so glad we played travel. House was just not, I mean, house is great. Don't get me wrong. But travel is just a whole nother level.
Travel is where it's at. So I guess we should maybe give a background on how we both got into travel hockey.
Yeah.
It is not something I even knew existed when we were playing, like doing little toros and doing all the learn to skates. I honestly didn't even know about house because we hadn't even finished Little Toros. So it was all kind of a blur when this happened. I even had to ask my husband, like, how did we get into travel hockey? Because I didn't even know. I feel like he came home one day and was like, hey, we're going to play travel hockey. I was like, okay, what's that? So for the Moore family, we found out about the travel hockey during the summer camp.
Yeah, same.
So during the summer hockey camp, I guess they were getting ready to do tryouts because tryouts were in the summer, which I was a little bit surprised because I didn't even know when the hockey season was. Because again,
I didn't either.
We're newbies. If you listen to our last episode, we fall into that newbie category of we don't know what the hell we're doing. We don't know the schedule.
Yeah.
It's like we're taking this thing day by day. And again, it all just kind of came about very quickly. So we went to summer camp. They did that for a full week. And I feel like at the end, Coach Dave, the coach of the 8U team, I feel like he had a flyer. Or he maybe just talked. Was there like a piece of paper?
I think there was a flyer. At some point, we had a flyer. I think it was during camp that he handed those out. And I remember him talking to us about it, too.
Right. And I also remember when we were there for Little Toros. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the program that we had to complete before we could play house. We were at Little Toros one day, and Dave came up to me, and he was like, how old is Stealth? And I was like, he's 6. And he was like, when's his birthday? And I was like, you know, I told him his birthday, and what year is he born? And apparently that's very important. Like, it's all about the birth year.
Right.
And when you can play, and when you're eligible to move up and stay in the same level that you're in. So he's a 2017 child. And he was like, okay, that's great. And I was like, okay. And then I went to my husband. I was like, why is he asking me all these questions? And why does this matter? Are we doing something wrong? And I think it was because he wanted to ask us to play travel. And he was probably just getting all of his ducks in a row and making sure we were eligible.
Sure.
So he talked to my husband and said, you know, hey, we want Stealth to try out for travel hockey. And then gave us the flyer. It had the date on there. And then we tried out, which I also did not realize that you have to pay to try out.
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to be a thing either.
I did not either. Now, what about Chip? Same thing. So you at camp is when y'all found out
about
travel?
Yeah, basically the same thing. I don't think we knew about it beforehand. That's definitely when we got the bulk of the information. And I remember Dave coming up to us when we were leaving one day and saying, hey, Chip's going to try out for travel, right? And was like, sure.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
Sounds fun. And I'm pretty sure by the end of camp, they gave us a flyer with all the info and, you know, price and everything like that. And you're kind of like, oh, sticker shock.
I've never seen a price that high for a child's sport to play.
Same. I mean, I've heard stories, but, and I don't think I realized that they had travel at the 8U level. I kind of thought, I knew that was something in hockey, obviously, being in the South, that was something we would have to do down the road, but I didn't realize that we could start playing at this age.
Right. And I think that's been a project for Dave is to get them doing travel younger. Because I know 10U is where they've really started, and it's more expensive. It's a little more serious when they get to 10U. But I think that Dave is trying to grow the program and start earlier so that that 8U team can feed into the older teams. I know at other rinks, like in Huntsville, I don't know about Pensacola, but in Alabama, Huntsville has a 6U team.
Right.
So depending on if you have enough kids, I guess you can pretty much start a travel team, not at any age, obviously, but, you know,
as
6U
young as, like,
and
5 year
up.
Old, 5 years old, I guess, would be 6.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, and I know that our house, you can be 6 to play house, right?
Right.
You have to be, because our kids were 6. Or Yeah. Well, Chip was seven, right?
Chip was seven this year.
He was seven.
Yeah.
So Stealth is about 6 months younger. So he was six, but then turned seven in January. So I think that it's good that they're trying to start out at a younger age, mm-hmm. so then that can feed into it and kind of get the parents accustomed to this travel hockey lifestyle.
Because
it's fun, but it's wild.
It is.
Lots of ups and downs for sure.
It is. It's definitely time consuming.
It's very time consuming.
But like you said, lots of fun.
Did you ever think, like, why are they asking me? Because that went through my head. Like, why is Dave asking us to be on the team? Is he that good? Like, yes. Do you really think he's ready for travel hockey?
Like, are you seeing potential talent here? Or are you desperate for numbers?
Right. You trying to fill a spot?
Why are
you think I can pay for it? Because
yeah,
I'm looking cute when I walk up in here.
Does my bag tell you that I can afford it?
Right. Exactly. Like what's the hidden agenda here? Because I mean, I think my kid's great, but
same.
But at the same time, I mean, I was
he was still very new, and
So I had a few questions of like, why is he asking us to do this? I was very skeptical at first, and it could have been all those reasons, and we probably won't know. I won't know the real reason.
Maybe we don't want to know. I don't.
But if Coach Dave ever listens to this podcast, which probably not, but
of course he will, because we're gonna be internationally famous.
That's right. We're going to be hockey famous. Thank you, Coach Dave, for asking us to be on the hockey team, the travel team, because we loved it.
Yes.
We had so much fun. So our travel team, it cost $1,000 to be on it. So it was $50 to try out.
Yes.
Obviously, you show up. And they just made you do some drills and watched you skate. I don't know.
Did you go to tryouts?
I did.
Okay. I didn't. Addie or my daughter had Nutcracker tryouts the same day that Chip had hockey tryouts. So I did not get to go to hockey tryouts. So I actually didn't see what they did. I mean, I heard about it. But
from what I remember, which again, this was in the summertime.
Yeah,
I think it was like August. It was August.
Yeah.
It was at the rink. Or that's stupid. Duh, it was at the rink. Where else would it be? It was in the parking lot. They practiced.
Some rollerblades.
That's right. We're going to see how you can do skating outside. So they just did drills, and they did certain skills, and you had to skate. And it was almost like a day at hockey camp or a day at practice they would just do certain drills. And I guess they were trying to see the skill level. Mm-hmm. We did have enough kids to have a red team and a black team. And the black team, let's just say it, they're better. I'm just going to be honest. They're more experienced.
They stacked that team.
They did. They stacked that, which that was a good team.
Which is fine. Yes.
It is fine. It was a lot of the older kids that had played the year before, and they had enough kids to do the red team, which is what we ended up getting on. And again, we had never played before.
Right.
So it was a good just like starting point for us to like dive into travel hockey and see what it was all about. We did have some frustrating times this year, which we'll get into later, but I was not surprised that Stealth made the red team. I was not expecting him to make the black team.
Same.
But, and also, which this is in other travel sports too, where they have like double A, single A, triple A, B teams. So I guess technically we were a B team, right?
Yes.
We were a B team.
And sometimes the black team would also enter tournaments as a B team.
You're right.
Yeah.
It would enter as a B team.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Because at our first tournament here at our home rink, we played against them.
Yeah. They entered as a B team and they won the championship.
And they won the championship. Interesting.
And then they were forced by another league, I believe in Huntsville, they made them enter as an A team.
Yes.
They did not win the championship.
They did not win the championship. We love you, black team.
We do love you, black team. We do.
But let's just call a spade a spade. It is what it is. But hey, if you're trying to be strategic and you're trying to get championships and you're allowed to be in the B division, maybe this should be like a B+. You know, like the B+ division, because they're like better than Bs. Yeah. A's is a little more challenging, but like they need one in the middle. But
I'm with the mindset you should play ups because you get better when you play up.
But. Right, right. Don't go against the little new babies.
Yes.
On the red team. But anyway, so you're right. So we have an A team. I'm going to say the A team and the B team.
Yeah.
And at other places where hockey is even bigger, I think it goes up to double A, maybe even triple A. Again, people correct us if we're wrong because we have no idea. We want to hear about other travel programs. please reach out to us and let us know. We would love to get you on the podcast and talk about your travel hockey team and program, because I'm sure we have a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. And I mean, our eyes would just be open to so many things we had no idea about.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a five-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you three new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
At our little rink, we have an A team and a B team, the red team and the black team. So our kids were on the red team. All that to say, the cost is $50 to try out, $1,000 to be on the team. And I don't really, what was it that was included in $1,000? I don't even really remember.
Obviously, a lot of that, I think, is ice time, and you have to pay buy-ins for the tournament. So I think that was probably the bulk of it. They also, I think, pay the coach a little, like, stipend.
Okay.
And then our Birmingham Bulls were generous enough to pay for our game jerseys. So we got two game jerseys. That was not included in that price. So I guess that would have been even higher if they hadn't done that this year.
And those were nice.
They were nice, really nice jerseys. We were supposed to get practice jerseys. Yeah. I think we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
It's just somewhere out there in the universe, I guess.
They're on a boat somewhere.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably slow boat from China.
That's right. From China getting over here. Yeah. We want those practice jerseys.
Yeah.
One day we'll get them when they're too big to wear them. Yeah, they'll fit. You're exactly right. They'll fit us.
I think that's about it.
I guess that's it.
I can't think of anything else. Obviously, it didn't include travel expenses and those sorts of things.
And we ended up so with the initially when we started, that included three tournaments.
Right. Yes.
So we had one here, one in Atlanta, and one in Huntsville, Alabama. So I'm sure, again, we're in the South. We don't have that many hockey programs, and it's not like baseball where, I mean, they go to a tournament every single weekend, and they can drive an hour down the road, and they're in a travel tournament.
Right.
It is not the same here with hockey in the South. Mm-hmm. We have to travel multiple hours away, and it's not every single weekend. So that was, I don't want to say a tough pill to swallow, but you're like, I'm spending all this money, and we're only playing three tournaments.
Right.
And the season is from like August from when tryouts start, August to March. And we did three tournaments. I'm like, oh my gosh. So we did do a practice every Friday. Mm-hmm. So at 8U, we only do one practice a week. I kind of feel like we should do more. But again, you don't have, depending on the rink and when it's available for the ice, you just have to deal with that. But
you're fighting figure skaters and public skates and
hockey.
Professional skaters.
Yes, professional skaters.
Yeah, and
all the beer league games
and
all that stuff. So we had Friday night practice. And then the three tournaments. We did have the option to do another tournament in Nashville, but that was like right around Christmas.
It was like 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
And last minute.
Yes. And everybody was like, no, we don't want to do that. And then we did have one in Pensacola that was optional, which we went to. Y'all didn't go.
Right. It was also right before Christmas.
Yes.
And we didn't find out about it until a couple weeks before.
I can't believe you're not dedicated enough to cancel
cancel our Christmas,
your holiday plans.
Maybe when he's 10.
So we ended up getting a little bit, I don't want to say an extra one included in that.
But, yeah.
So there were options to do two more.
Did y'all have to pay extra? Because at one point, I think you said there was going to be extra cost, but that may have been referring to Nashville.
We didn't pay for Pensacola.
Okay.
Just,
I think the friendlies, we didn't have to pay extra for, I guess.
Oh, wait. And I forgot they came up to us, too.
They did.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we had that one little added weekend, too.
Sorry, Pensacola. I forgot about you. but yes, I forgot about that. And that was just one day, wasn't it?
I think so. I think it was just a Saturday where they just played multiple games.
Yeah.
I don't think we started on Friday.
We didn't. It was just a Saturday.
Yeah.
But that was good. So that did kind of help lessen the blow a little bit because we were playing a little bit more frequently.
Right.
And surprisingly enough, even with the Friday practices and the three scheduled tournaments, from the first tournament to the last tournament, there was a vast improvement.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Like night and day.
Totally different team.
We started out not winning any games.
Yeah.
Like our first tournament, we got like
murdered like 10 to nothing level, and that's a high score in hockey.
Yeah And you know what's really sad is that on our red team we had a really good goalie, a really good goalie.
We did.
And poor thing, just I mean he can't carry the whole team.
No
So I feel sorry for him because he was just getting slammed over and over and over.
Yeah.
And our kids had no idea, even with the multiple practices that we had done. I mean, it's just, I think it takes a long time for it to click.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also think that with our travel team, and maybe this is different other places, they didn't really have designated positions. They would kind of just go out there. I'm not a coach. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, we should do that. But I think sometimes Stealth didn't know what to do. Like, he was out there, like, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. Where am I supposed to go? Some of the kids were, like,
chasing
fighting,
the puck.
Chasing the puck, yeah. Like, fighting their own teammate for the puck.
Yeah.
Because they're all kind of selfish with the puck because everyone wants to score, right? Chip's pretty good about doing defense and, like, staying in his position. So, I mean, like, he's good. There's a couple of them. Stealth is one of them that, you know, he would fight his own teammate. And I'm like, you're on the same team, man.
I know. We'll have parents in the crowd. I'm not talking about Stealth specifically, but just in general, you'll be like, same team.
Same team.
Same team.
I'm sure he was one of those because – He wants to score, and I don't blame him. Like, I would want to score too. But again, I think sometimes just that lack of confidence and knowing what to do was a negative, and they just kind of were out there.
They don't quite have the strategy down yet and the understanding the positions and where they're supposed to be and the importance of each position.
For sure. And maybe it. 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe it's supposed to be like that, and it's supposed to just be fun,
probably to an extent,
and we're learning just the ins and outs of it, and it's not supposed to be that serious.
Yeah. But it's also not super fun to get your ass whooped every week.
Yeah, that was a little discouraging.
No, even if you're 7, nobody wants to do that.
That's right. Luckily, our boys took it in stride.
They did really well.
I don't feel like they got discouraged to the point where they're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, Chip never wanted to quit or anything.
No, neither did Stealth. But I do think, you know, he'd be like, man, we're not winning. I don't know. I feel like he said something about it one time, but I'm like, it's okay. Like, y'all are new.
Yeah.
You're just figuring it out. Like, it's going to get better. And it's just like anything. Like, you watch these, like, sports movies or any movie in general. Like, sometimes, like, you just need a win. Like, you just need
absolutely
the victory and to, like, hold the trophy. And that's really what I wanted for them, which they ended up winning later on in the season, which was nice. But I really just wanted him to have, like, that one moment.
That success.
Of success, and then, like, that would, I think, just blast off with the passion and the love.
Right.
And just be, it's, like, deep-rooted in his heart forever.
Absolutely.
But I think that picking or choosing to play on the travel team was a good decision for us.
Absolutely.
I think you would agree because they learn so much more faster, higher level of competition. House is fine. Again,
absolutely.
There's a place for rec leagues in all sports, but any parent knows, like, if you want your kid to play at a more competitive level, you're probably going to have to go somewhere else. And that was one thing that I really saw a big difference is when we would play on Saturdays for house versus when we would play in a tournament, it was just completely different.
Yeah. Hey, hockey moms, we know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games, and unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you, Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code EMILY1027 to get 10% off today.
So we've kind of gone through the ins and outs of, like, travel hockey, the cost, the practices, all that jazz. Now let's kind of dive into, like, what it's like to actually, like, get in the car and go to the destination and get a hotel and all that stuff. Because that's another, that's another cost, another expense, and another kind of, not stressful stressor, but it's a stressor trying to figure out, like, where we're going to go and where we're going to stay and all that. So
absolutely. And, you know, most travel teams, I think, tend to reserve blocks of hotels, which makes it fun because you want to all stay together and let the kids play and go out to eat together and all that jazz. And I think, what did she have a specific website she was using? Our team mom would usually reserve the blocks.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the red team and the black team would end up at separate hotels just because they would fill up.
So quickly.
Yeah.
She did. She used a specific website, but I can't remember what it was.
I can't either.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. The worst podcast ever.
If we find it, we'll link it.
Yeah.
Below.
We'll let you know.
If you need it.
But yeah, she would go in there, and I thought that it was supposed to be discounted rates.
Yeah. Never really seemed very discounted.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, are they trying to like upcharge because they know it's a block? Right. You know how they do that? Like it's like more expensive, but if you just like book it on your own, it's less expensive.
I don't think I ever actually booked through the block. Like, and that, I just would find it because I could always get a cheaper rate when I found it on my own. I know that's bad. I hope that didn't.
I don't think so.
That wasn't a detriment to anyone.
I don't think so because it's. I think as long as. I mean, she sent us the link and you just like had to book it. And if you booked it, great. If you didn't, there was just like a deadline. Like if you didn't do it, then you were on your own.
Right.
But, I mean, I know for the very first tournament, we weren't at the same hotel, but you were right down the road.
Right. Yeah.
But at the first hotel, it was, I mean, we were all in the same hallway. Like, I mean, like room, like right next to each other. And it was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. But Stealth was like, I want to go play or I want to go in someone's room. I'm like, you can't just go in people's rooms.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, you don't know what they're doing in there. Like, you can't just, like, walk up in people's rooms. But I know when I was a kid, I played softball and I was on a travel team with softball. And staying at the hotel was always the funnest part. Yeah. And my parents, I love them, but they were never the room that was like, y'all come in here and like have fun. But I am totally that mom.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you are.
Come in my room and we'll play. It might be a mess. Some candy. But sit in the floor. And like I love just having everybody there. And again, I think I wish that that was how it was when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like making up for that now, right. I guess. I don't know. My childhood trauma is coming out now, but which is so minor. My parents didn't let people come to our hotel room. And also remember, I always like wanted to just like walk around the hotel. Like, I don't know why. And my parents were like, no, let's just stay here. So if Stealth wants to walk around, I'm like, sure. You want to walk downstairs? You want to go see the pool? You want to go see the vending machine? Sure. So I'm like, let's walk around. My husband is like, what is wrong with you? We're just exploring. We're just trying to see what's around. So, again, I'm...
In the Hampton Inn.
In the Hampton Inn.
The many sites of the Hampton Inn.
That's right. We're looking at all the all the amenities of the wonderful Hampton Inn. But I was appreciative of our team mom getting the blocked rooms.
Absolutely.
Like you said, sometimes it didn't always work out. I know for Atlanta, that was kind of a mess because where the rink was... I don't want to say it's like a bad part of town, but it's not the best part of town.
Yeah.
And the original hotel that they had booked for our block was like 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
20
and
minutes away.
If you've ever been to Atlanta, a 30-minute drive can quickly become a 3-hour drive, depending on the traffic.
That's so true. Very true. So we kind of collectively as a group decided to go a different route.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I mean, it was not, this is not the freaking Four Seasons. I mean, we're not trying to be fancy.
Looking for the Ritz-Carlton or anything, but
I'm not picky. I'm like a little bit bougie, but like not that bougie.
I just need clean.
One of our friends, poor thing, her room smelled like cigarette smoke.
It was
smoke.
Awful.
Oh, it was bad. Like
I would have let, like I, she was a trooper because I would have been like, nope, give me my money back. I'm finding another hotel.
Yes.
Because they were fully booked and they wouldn't move her.
Yes, that's right. Shameless plug, we gave her some Howie's hockey spray, which if you've ever smelled that, it smells pretty good. So Howie's hockey, if you have some stinky stuff, it will definitely help with the smell. So I had that in there and I was like spraying it all over her room. And honestly, I would have... I mean, I'm the type of person I would have switched with her, but I had like a little baby.
Yeah,
and,
no. Sorry. You didn't need little Riker in that secondhand smoke
that's
situation.
Right. But it was supposed to be non-smoking. I mean, it did. And even like her clothes started to smell.
Yeah.
But that's like a trap. I mean, anytime you travel, you're going to run into things
it's just a risk you take.
But that's also like her husband couldn't go because he was with her other son. Yeah. So she was like by herself. So, you know, that's just one of those things that you don't want to deal with, but it's just shit that you got to deal with on the road sometimes.
Absolutely.
So I did feel sorry for her for that. We also got a noise complaint.
That's what I was about to say. It was only like 8:30 at night. I mean, we weren't even, it's not like we were up at 1 a.m. being rowdy.
No. Well, at our hotel in Atlanta, my room and Emily's room were like, I don't know, maybe
4 or 5 doors.
Yeah, 4 or 5 doors down. There's like an elevator in between. And our kids, I know, they're little boys. I get it.
Right.
Like, you're probably
thinking
they're kind of
loud.
They're being bad. But they really were not that loud.
No.
They really weren't. And somebody like was like calling down on us and like the front desk lady came up and I swear I thought Emily's husband was like, I mean, do I need to go say something? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And my husband's the type of person that he would say something too. I'm like, Lord, we're gonna get Wes and Cody.
I know,
we're gonna get in a fight.
Out of the damn hotel.
They're gonna be cussing at these people.
Atlanta.
Yes. So we were like, it's fine, you know, kids be good, whatever. But again, I hate to say this, but if you go to a hotel and you see that a sports team is there, you either need to leave and go somewhere else, or you're just going to have to expect that it's going to be loud. It's going to be rowdy. I know you probably don't remember when you were 7 years old, but like, let the kids have fun.
Right. Especially at 8:30 at night. Exactly. I mean, it's not like, I said, 1 a.m. in the dead of night. We're letting them run around down the hallways.
Right. Maybe that's what we should have done.
It wasn't even that late. Yeah, probably.
Out of spite.
Unleashed him. Or you should have just, Riker cried the whole night. You should have just walked down the hallway with baby all night long.
Put her like in front of that door. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what to do. So not only are you dealing with like other people, but to your point, like Riker cried the whole time. She was maybe 6 months old and, you know, just not in her element. She didn't have her sound. I mean, I had a sound machine, but like we're in a room. She has her, she always sleeps in the dark. I mean, she's not in her normal environment.
Right.
So she did not want to go to sleep. She did the same thing in Huntsville. Cody, my husband, had to like walk her up and down the hallway in the stroller to finally get her to go to sleep. So, and we had to get up at like 5 a.m. the next day in Huntsville.
It was early game.
Because we had an early game. So that's another thing that you have to deal with. And also I have a middle son, which he's 3 and he's pretty easygoing, but you know, like him and Stealth had to sleep together and it's like, you know, he's kicking me and he's hitting me and he's doing this. And then they get excited because they're in a hotel and it's fun and exciting and something
different.
Our
friends are here.
Our friends are here. Yeah. So they're, you know, their dopamine is like super high and you know, so they're excited and like jumping on the bed and then you're like, okay, like we have to go to sleep. Like we have to get ready in the morning. So it's just a lot of energy that you're not, that they're not used to. You're not used to. That room is so small and you're like, all your shit is everywhere. Yes. It's a struggle.
It is.
It really is a struggle. Another thing is like all the hockey equipment and like where to find a spot for it, making sure you have it. Because, I mean, one, you got to make sure that you get your stuff to your hotel.
Right.
Then you got to make sure you get it from your hotel to the rink.
Which I'm not always successful at. I forgot the jerseys one day.
She did.
Thank God we moved hotels and we weren't 30 minutes away.
Yes. See, that was like a, that was a God thing. You just knew that we needed to be close.
Yes.
Because this is going to happen.
Because I am a hot mess and I'm going to forget something.
That's okay. There's a lot to think about. I don't handle any of that. Cody handles all of that because I would forget something. Because I have so much other, we have so much other stuff we're trying to think about. We have a friend that they forgot their jerseys in Huntsville and her husband blamed her. And she, it was so funny because she had packed them in their like luggage because she was making sure that they got to Huntsville.
Yeah.
Which is smart because they have to like physically get there. Because if they were all the way in Birmingham, then you're really screwed.
Yeah.
So she made sure that they were actually like in the city of the tournament, but then they didn't get from the luggage to the hockey bag. And again, I don't know the situation. She's got 3 total kids, so she's busy. And he was like, this is your fault. And she's like, look, I made sure that I got them here.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility to get them in the bag. So, you know.
That's exactly what happened with us, too.
Yeah. See, you got them to Atlanta.
Yes.
It was your husband's job to get them in the bag. So that was his fault. Sorry, Wes.
We'll blame him.
It's all your fault. Yeah. So it happens.
It does.
At that point, you just have to, like, take a deep breath.
Yes.
It's going
to
be okay.
And thankfully, you know, we get there early before the games to realize and get suited up. And we realized in plenty of time and no playing time was lost.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. But it is. It's stressful and you're trying to, you know, remember all this stuff. And things fall, like they slip between the cracks sometimes. We've never forgotten jerseys at the hotel, but one time we did forget our jersey in Huntsville at the rink. So one of the parents grabbed it. So I guess.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So again, it's a tribe. We all help each other out.
Got each other's back.
That's right. Like Addie hung out with me while you got the jerseys.
Yes,
like
that's right.
We all just take care of each other.
That's right.
You know, like people hold my children while I go to the bathroom or when they're just being bad and need somebody besides me. So like, again, we're a family.
It's a village.
It's a village. Another thing is like food and snacks. I mean, you're trying to like eat on the run, and I know like you and I try to be like somewhat healthy.
Absolutely.
And like we like fitness and we like to, you know, work out and eat well, and it's really hard on the road.
It is.
So hard.
And I mean, even if you're like choosing healthier restaurants and stuff, it's still hard to do that 3 meals a day for multiple days. And I know we would usually pack, I would bring, you know, oatmeal and protein bars and that sort of thing that we could have for snacks or breakfast and stuff. But lunch and dinner, if you don't have a full kitchen, it's kind of hard
to do anything.
You make peanut butter sandwiches, but
yeah, Yeah. Again, that's just more shit you gotta bring, right, keep up with and wash and
haul
you know,
along with you.
And that's the sucky part, is like it's all about convenience and you're either gonna pay or it's gonna be unhealthy or you know what I mean?
Both.
Or both. And it's just, there's no perfect way to go around it. So I think, I know there was one day that I saw your husband in the gym and like I tried to go to the gym and like, you know, try to keep like those healthy lifestyles going if you have time, but also knowing that like we're here to travel. Like, it's not going to be perfect. Right. Just
giving yourself some grace.
Yes. This is a wash weekend and just, we'll be better on Monday.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's hard to be healthy and keep everybody hydrated and not eating candy the whole time. And I am guilty. I give my kid candy, especially my middle one. I'm like, I just need you to sit here.
Yes.
And, you know, they say like the middle child that's not playing, they're like feral. You're like, oh, you don't have your shoes on? Cool. Don't care. Like, just sit there and like, oh, you want to watch your iPad for 3 hours? Fine. Where's the charger?
Whatever entertains you.
It's like, oh, you want 3 packs of Skittles? Cool. That's fine. And I hate to be that way, but it just is what it is.
Just do what you got to do to survive those weekends sometimes.
You're exactly right. Like, some rinks have like a restaurant on the premises, I guess. Some don't. Like, I know at our rink, like, we have like a snack bar, but like pretzels and nachos and stuff like that.
Standard concession stand type situation.
Which is fine, but not ideal. In Atlanta, they actually had like a bar and grill. Like, it was actual food, like salads and pizzas and all kinds of good stuff. So that was really nice. There was one day, though, on Monday, we had like a over the weekend tournament, and everybody was eating there because they didn't have time to leave.
Yeah.
So like the wait for pizza was like an hour.
Oh my word.
And you had like, I mean, all these little kids like starving to death.
Yeah.
So this particular restaurant was like upstairs. It was like a two-story. It was upstairs. So downstairs was like just a regular concession stand. So we had maybe like, there was like a big group of us. And we were all sitting at the table, and some of the dads went downstairs, and they were just, like, buying stuff, like popcorn and chips. And, like, one of the dads got, like, 10 suckers. He was like, I just told them to give me whatever they had. And I'm like, okay. So he was like, you want a sucker? You want a sucker? You want a sucker?
You get a sucker.
It was just, like, whatever they could find. They had, like, chicken fingers, and he was just, like, throwing stuff everywhere. Well, one of the dads went down there, and he got, again, there was maybe, let's say 15 of us, like kids and adults, all included. And he got like 5 pizzas. Like, I don't know why he got 5 pizzas, but he got 5 pizzas. And it was like $60. And he was like, oh my gosh. And he went up to my husband and he was like, these pizzas were $60. And he's like, I got 5 of them because I was just trying to, you know, like feed everybody. I don't think anybody ate the pizza. Like, it just I ate a piece just to, because I felt bad.
Yeah.
But those kids, once they got those suckers and they had some popcorn or whatever,
the pizza.
Don't want the pizza. So, again, it's going to be another expense for the food, because unless you come prepared with some snacks beforehand, you're going to have to pay for this crap, especially if there's treats and, like, you know, they come off the ice after playing their game. They're like, I want a Powerade.
Right.
I want cotton candy. I mean, I don't know. You just want to make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. Just do it, I guess. Just get your checkbook out. Get your credit card out.
Yeah.
Stealth always says, like, just use your credit card. Like, he just thinks that.
Just magic money.
It's a magic credit card. So it's not ideal, but it's just part of the travel life. And I guess that's kind of what makes it fun, especially for little kids.
It's an experience. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, calling it a vacation feels like a major stretch. But for the kids, it is. It's like a little mini vacation experience.
You're right.
Because they get to eat new things or different things. Maybe not new, but things that they don't get to eat on a daily basis, and see their friends and play their sport and be in a new place.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Just embrace it.
My kids kept saying, when can we go back to Atlanta? And I'm like, we didn't even do anything. Like, we swam in the pool after one of the games. And
we didn't even see, like, actual Atlanta. I mean, I guess we drove past it. Drove through it.
I mean, we were at the hotel, at the rink, and we went to Olive Garden. Like, we went to eat at Olive Garden. So I'm like, you want to go back to Atlanta? I'm like, y'all are cheap. Like, I'm thinking, oh, let's go on a vacation, like somewhere.
Yeah, let's go to Disney World.
Let's go to Disney World, let's go to the beach, something fun. They're like, can we go back to Atlanta? I'm like, yes. That is cheap. We will go back to Atlanta anytime you want to go to Atlanta. We went to, what was it, in Huntsville, we went to Mexican as a group. And We had a bunch of people. Like we did. 15, that poor restaurant. 20. Oh, my gosh.
I think it was like 20.
It was a lot of kids and a lot of parents. And Stealth, I think, dropped his drink on the ground like 3 times. I hope they tipped our server well. He was very good.
I know
we
did. I don't know what everybody else did. Yeah. But
we're pretty good tippers. Cody tries to be very conscious about that. But
I think we only had one server for the whole group, didn't we? But he did great.
He did do good. So, and that was really fun. Like, that's like a core memory that I feel like I'm going to have is like that fellowship with the parents at one end. We're all still kind of getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. And that was like a really good way for us to bond and talk and all that. And then the kids were down there like playing on the iPad and eating and just talking. And it was just, I mean, if you like in your mind, just imagine like the best case scenario of travel hockey, eating dinner, like that's what it was.
Everybody was getting along. Yeah. It was just great.
It was good. And even like with my little baby, like she was like asleep. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, we had to wait like an hour for the table, but it totally worked out.
It totally worked out. And it was really, really fun. And that's, that to me is, I mean, as much fun as it is to like watch them play hockey and be competitive, the downtime is sometimes just as fun.
Absolutely.
So, and I think the kids think that too. They like just hanging out with their friends and playing around.
Swimming in the indoor pool. And
Swimming in the pool.
Which we don't do till after games are over, of course.
That's right. There were people in there swimming before. Which,
were there?
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
Let's get the rules.
I know. Who made that rule? I guess it is true. I mean, especially like when I played softball, we weren't supposed to swim before games. But, I mean, I think my parents stuck to that. Man, they were kind of mean. Now that I think about it, they didn't let me do nothing fun.
No fun.
No fun. But one thing that I wish would be better this year is when we went to Pensacola, because in Pensacola in Alabama is like right at the beach, and we went in December, so it was cold. But sometimes in Alabama in December, like it's kind of nice outside.
It can still be pleasant,
It can still be really pleasant. And we went the night before. Some people went the day of because our game wasn't till like 11, so you could technically get up and drive your 3 hours. We used some hotel points and went the night before and ate. The weather was not great. It was kind of rainy and cold. But I think that would have been really fun because you would have had the beach and that kind of atmosphere. That maybe would have felt more like a vacation because you're like out of vacation.
Yeah, would maybe add a day or two onto that trip.
Yeah, like vacation destination. Like, oh, we're playing. Because that was when we played on Sunday. And which is kind of crazy because we had to go to school the next day because school was not out yet. We were still in school.
Yeah, yeah, it was still in school.
So, I mean, that's a lot of driving to, you know, drive 3 hours down, 3 hours back. The people that did it on Sunday, kudos to them.
Yeah, I could not.
They must have had a lot of coffee or energy drinks or something. That was not my favorite. But I'm glad that we went the night before because we did like it to eat and kind of hang out. But I do think that that would be fun if the weather cooperates, which you never know if that's going to happen. But to, like you said, add on a few extra days and, like, make it an actual, like, little trip or vacation.
I vote we make that happen next season. I think so, too. And I voiced that opinion.
That's right.
I said I vote future beach tournaments.
I agree. And I know that the older kids, they went to, like, Tampa.
Yeah.
And they went to South Carolina, but I don't know if it was by the beach or not.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Tampa has, like, a professional team, so I would think they would probably have some pretty legit hockey down there. I wouldn't be opposed to a tournament.
The max we have traveled is about 3 hours, I guess. Yeah, three hours max.
Yeah.
One way, right. Mm-hmm. 3 hours one way. But when they get into these, like, 10, you, I know for sure, went to Tampa this year, and they went to South Carolina this year. I know a lot of times we didn't go to Nashville, but a lot of times they'll go to Nashville. Right. There's some tournaments there. They also go to, is it Columbus, Georgia?
Probably. I know Columbus has a team, so I wouldn't be surprised if they host a tournament at some point. Kind of surprised we didn't do one over there.
We're pretty close to them, too. So there's so much more on the horizon when it comes to travel as we get older.
Absolutely.
I also know that they've been to, like, Kentucky. That's where I'm from. And they thought about doing a Kentucky tournament this year for our little 8U team, but no one wanted to travel 6 hours or 7 hours, which I get. But, you know, that's something to think about in the future of, like, going so far to travel.
And I talked to a dad one time while I was just standing outside Little Toro's, and his daughter was maybe 14U or 16U. She was a good bit older. And he was saying they had traveled to, like, Pittsburgh and Chicago and all over the place, like places you would have to fly. You can't just hop in the car. I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah.
But it would make for a real long drive.
That's a really long drive. And then we talked about this not too long ago. Like, how do you get all your shit on a plane? Like, do they have right? like a special bag for hockey sticks? I mean, you check that in the
Yeah, baggage? I guess you'd have to check it.
But what if they broke it? I mean, I just know, think about, that'd be really like, bad. What if they broke it? Or
maybe they have, like, you know how, like, rifles and shotguns, you get these, like, big long cases that have, like, padding in them? Or, like, a guitar case?
Yes.
I immediately go to guns.
No, yeah. We're from the South.
Oh, yeah, it's Alabama. Yeah. Maybe you get, like, something like that so that yeah. they don't break your hundreds of dollars worth of stick.
Or, like, golf clubs. They yeah. do the same thing.
What do you, is that what you do it's for
like,
golf clubs?
I mean, they have like a big, I think so. Obviously you would have to check your stick and all that, but then you have this big, huge bag mm-hmm. of your helmet, of your shin guards, yeah. of your skates. Can you put your skates on the plane? I mean, they're technically like a weapon, could be a weapon.
Yeah. I would think you could check them, but I bet you can't carry on no. with a skate. I mean, cause I mean, literally people have died from
getting
skates in the, to the neck. Yeah. So what's yeah.
the artery called?
Do what?
What's the artery called?
Oh, your, I was going to say your jugular vein. Aorta.
Aorta. She's in healthcare. No, she knows her anatomy.
She's in pediatrics. Where we really know
She does anatomy. Know her anatomy, I promise. I'm giving her a hard time.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that would be a whole nother thing. Plus, you're having to carry all your, like, luggage. I mean, not luggage, but your clothes and
yeah.
your luggage. And if you're going somewhere cold, I mean, that stuff is.
Gosh, all the layers.
Yes. It takes so much more. Suitcase yeah. space.
And I'm always at the limit anyways. I've had to pay overages before. I've been that person in the middle of the airport pulling stuff out of one bag to put it in another to try to get under yes. the limit. So I don't know if we, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah. But
we're going to have to be more minimalistic
yeah.
and carry less stuff. I don't want to do that.
I don't either. But
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
That's going to be an adventure mm-hmm. for sure. It's like
it'll be fun.
National Lampoon's Vacation or something. I don't know if we'll ever... I hope we do, honestly. Like, if we're going to do it, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's kind of my philosophy. And I know it's expensive, and I know that to shell out all that money to travel all these places, because, again, you've already paid your $1,000. Then as you get... Oh, well... $1,000 for 8U.
Thousands of dollars,
because it's like $3,500
yeah.
when you get to 10U. And I don't know if it goes up more. I haven't like thought past 10U.
Yeah.
Because that's like closer in the future yeah. for us. But I don't know if it goes up more as you get to be like
probably
16U. And it's so expensive. But gosh, it's so much fun.
It really is.
So worth it. And
it is.
I guess I'll just go into debt and just, you know what I mean?
Like, pick up extra hours.
That's right. Doing whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just get me an OnlyFans.
Getting sponsored. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Who wants feet pics?
That's right. Hockey is one of those sports where I don't think you can do it half-ass.
Yeah.
You can do rec.
You gotta be all in.
You can do that, but especially here in Alabama where everything is far. We don't have rinks right down the road where we could just like do a tournament at the drop of the hat. Maybe that's something you can do in the Northeast or Minnesota
Probably.
Or wherever. Yeah. And they can play tournaments in their own, like, I mean, I'm sure there's like little travel teams in their city, like multiple ones
right.
at
yeah.
different rinks because there's 100 rinks in
like
the city.
Like we have baseball.
Yeah. But here we're limited. So that's something I guess before you get into hockey, you have to understand mm-hmm. and be willing to do and I don't know, just yeah. be prepared.
Yeah.
I worry about whenever my second one, my 3-year-old, if he wants to get into hockey, like what's that going to be like if Stealth is at a tournament
right.
and then Blaine is at a tournament because they will never be on the same team because of their ages.
Divide and conquer.
I guess. And then like who goes with who? I don't know.
Yeah. And hopefully, I mean, sometimes we would have tournaments with older groups like at yeah. the same tournament. So maybe they'll have some overlap there.
That's true. And I also think that maybe like the 10 you might have a tournament like this weekend and then like 12
right.
you would have it.
You'll just never have
weekend.
A weekend at home.
We'll never be
okay.
home. I should just get like an RV and just like
yeah,
travel
that
around.
Might be that might be the ticket
that
right there. Get you an RV.
Get me an RV and just live out of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to be at home anyway. So I'll just keep it on wheels.
You can put Hockey Moms Unsistered on the side of the RV. It can be like our tour bus.
Yes.
Yeah. Do the party bus.
A party bus. Oh my gosh. That would be come party with the Hockey Moms.
Yeah.
That could get wild.
It could.
Who knows?
Watch out.
That could be some stories here on this podcast for sure. Going back to what we were saying, like this is a vacation. When I signed up for travel hockey, I think I had like I call it the Clark Griswold, like, view. Like, he just thinks everything's great and wonderful and perfect. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to go to this tournament and we're going to travel and everybody's going to sleep and be so much fun. And it's hard.
It is.
It is sometimes not fun. Mm-hmm. And you sometimes think, why the hell did I sign up for this? This isn't fun. I hope my kid's having fun, because if he's not,
what was the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
And that also goes back to, if you're losing and you're not winning any games, that gets frustrating. Yeah. But the moment that you actually win a game, mm-hmm. it is like all the negative feelings and thoughts that you've had over the, you know, the past few days, the sleepless nights, that right there is the reason why you
yes.
win. Because it's so much fun to actually, like, to win and it be like a legitimate win.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
So your kids, like, just joy and excitement.
I think they did a dog pile. Did they not?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they did.
They totally did a dog pile. And that was the cutest thing I've ever seen. So cute. These little 8-year-olds. So if you're thinking about doing travel, I definitely recommend it. It's a core memory when I am an old lady and I'm thinking back on my mm-hmm. life. Like, these are the moments I'm going to remember. I won't even think about the money I've spent. It won't matter.
Right.
It won't matter.
You can always make more money.
That's right. And our kids are going to be in the NHL. They'll just take care of us.
That's right. They'll buy us a beach house.
Yeah.
And I'll be good.
That's right. Because they're going to owe us for all this time we've done this. So we got a little long-winded on our travel team discussion. So I think next week we want to dive a little bit deeper. Right?
Right. Kind of a day in the life of the tournament itself.
Yes. What we do at home, what we do at away tournaments, kind of the ins and outs of that. We want to dive deeper. We hope that you join us next week for Hockey Moms Uncensored.
Bye, y'all.